Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Matt Dowling of the 51st Legislative District and Fayette and Somerset County's Representative Dowling. Welcome to another report to your constituents. This week, we'd like to begin by talking about the big topic of discussion last week, and that is this governor's budget address and the upcoming budget negotiations that are going on. I understand that the Appropriations Committee is going to begin budget hearings very soon. Talk to us about what's going on here.
Well, members of the House Appropriations Committee will begin their detailed look into the governor's $33 billion budget proposal as hearings begin on Tuesday, February the 20th. The opening day of hearings will include testimony from the Independent Fiscal Office and the Department of Revenue, while Wednesday will focus on the themes of job creation and ensuring stability of the Pennsylvania state system of higher education. The remainder of the week will include looks into the proposed budgets of the Departments of Transportation and Conservation and Natural Resources. For more information about the governor's proposal and a full schedule of the House Appropriations Committee budget hearings, please visit www.pahousegop.com.
The next thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, is we've got a national holiday upcoming and some offices are going to be closed. Talk to us about this.
In observance of President's Day, all PennDOT driver's license and photo centers, including the full service center in Harrisburg, will be closed Saturday, February 17th through Monday, February the 19th. Customers may still obtain a variety of driver and vehicle products and services online through PennDOT's driver and vehicle services website located at www.dmv.pa.gov.
And the next thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, is some legislation that has recently moved through the process and is on its way to the governor, and it deals with sex offenders and how we keep their registrations. Talk to us about what's going on with this legislation.
Legislation is on its way to the governor that would strengthen existing laws to protect Pennsylvanians from dangerous sex offenders, particularly those who are released back into the community without any supervision. House Bill 631 would require the court to impose a mandatory 3-year probation period consecutive to any term of total confinement for a person convicted of a Tier 3 sex offense under Pennsylvania's Adam Walsh Act, commonly known as Megan's Law. Under existing law, the court has a flexibility to order supervision by the Pennsylvania Board of Probation and Parole or county probation. If a person is paroled and adequately adjusts to freedom under parole supervision, current law permits the court to modify or even terminate probation supervision. Additionally, this bill would ensure sexual offenders remain registered under Megan's Law. Its language addresses a Pennsylvania Supreme Court's decision that Megan's Law provisions could not be applied to defendants who committed their crimes before 2012. Without the enactment of this legislation, up to 17,000 convicted sexual offenders could actually be removed from the state's sexual offender registry.
And finally, Representative, good news for anglers. The new trout stocking schedules are out. Talk to us about where and when you can get these.
Well, to find out when your favorite fishing spot will be stocked with trout from the Pennsylvania Fish and Boat Commission, you can check the stocking schedules that are now available in print, online, and on the Commission's Fish Boat PA mobile app. The Commission plans to stock 3.2 million adult trout into more than 720 streams and 126 lakes open to public angling each year. These figures include approximately 2 million rainbow trout, 640,000 brown trout, and about 500,000 brook trout. The statewide opening day for trout season is Saturday, April 14th, but a regional opening day in 18 south central and southeastern counties is set for Saturday, March 31st. The commission will also host mentored youth trout days on Saturday, March 24th for those same 18 counties and Saturday, April 7th statewide. Last year, more than 30,000 kids signed up to participate in this early fishing opportunity. For more information about fishing licenses or regulations, or to check the online stocking schedule, visit the Pennsylvania Fish and Boat Commission website at www.fishandboat.com.
Representative Dowling, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in next time for a Legislative Report with your state representative, Matt Dowling.